MC of the Player of the Week honor, is that significant to you?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, any of that stuff is any recognition, and it's like a little bit of nod of respect to what you do, so it comes with it. You know, this game kind of flies by, so to be able to put a little bit of a print on it or your fingerprint on the game is always an honor.
Some debate just how much of Dak Prescott is a product of the good things that he has around him versus just being a flat-out good quarterback. How do you see it, having gone up against him?
I mean, the debate is, you know, as an opponent, is not a, it doesn't matter. It's kind of void, because at the end of the day, he's doing a good job. However it's happening, whether you want to argue if it's the chicken or the egg first, you know, that's, you can go in circles about that. But, you know, at the end of the day, he's performing, and that's what we're getting ready for, is a quarterback who's played well all year, who has a strong running game, you know, aiding him, who has the best offensive line in the league in front of him. He's got receivers, got a tight end, you know, and then he's a hell of a player himself. So, I wouldn't waste my time arguing who's, you know, what's the key to his success. I'm trying to figure out how to stop that success.
What's it feel like preparing for the final game of a season where you had such high hopes after the first month?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's weird, you know, understanding that this is kind of, you know, this is that week, and you understand that there's a lot of teams across the league that are kind of doing the same thing. This, everything that happens this week is the last of whatever. So today is the last, you know, Wednesday practice. You know, you're going through the last of everything, and it's a weird feeling. It's a little disappointing, but you know, at the end of the day, we got a game to play, and we're trying to get ready, get our minds in the right mind frame to go out there and compete. But, you know, obviously this whole week is kind of a harsh reminder that, you know, you didn't reach what you set out to earlier in the spring.
How did you see Sanchez and the backups?
We're expecting to see their starters. Anybody else who comes in, we'll just adjust to.
Since you came here, that's been a playoff appearance. I imagine that's particularly frustrating. How do you cope with that kind of thing?
You know, I mean, it's weird. I recognize how fortunate I was as a young player to be in a situation where 4 out of the first 5 years I played in the league, we were in the Super Bowl and in the playoffs. Obviously, the last 3 years haven't been, but that's on par for, you know, a guy who's played 8 years in the league. It's a hard thing to do. Winning in this league is not easy, and I recognize that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, although it's frustrating, I do understand that there's a process to building teams. There's a process to winning. Right now, you know, we're going through that. I see, I'm hopeful because I see, you know, the pieces we have and which direction this team is trending in, and I like where we're at. So, you know, with that in mind, it's just, you know, a game of patience.
How have you managed to be so durable since you came here? In 3 years, you've played almost every snap.
I think it's, you know, it's just a blessing, really, just being able to have good health. That's the number one thing in this game is, you know, your availability. And I've, you know, been able to play in every game since I've been here. Hadn't been the case when, you know, before I got here. So I don't know, you know, what it is, but, you know, I'm definitely blessed.
Are you doing anything different, or is it just kind of in luck?
I think it's a little bit of luck. I am taking care of my body probably a little bit more when you talk about kind of the marathon that is the season, especially feeling better in the latter end. But, you know, you don't miss games because of, you know, small things. You miss games because of big injuries, and those things you don't avoid. You know, there's nothing you can do to avoid those. So it has been a little bit of luck.
I think you have 14 career interceptions, I think 6 touchdowns. How do you count for them? That's a pretty high number.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I like to think I'm a decent ball carrier. The hard part is getting them. So, but, you know, I've always been taught to, when you get a chance to get the ball as a defender, scoring on defense is something that can blow a game wide open. When you score on defense or even on special teams, you have a return for a touchdown, the chances of your team winning goes way up. So anytime we get an opportunity, You know, I've always been taught to try to get into the end zone.
Were you running back in high school? Did you carry the ball at some point?
Yeah, I played receiver in high school. Yeah. So they only threw me like two routes, a little bubble screen and a go. That's about it. So, yeah, running with the ball is something I was used to.
How significant was that loss in Dallas, a 10-point lead, as it pertains to kind of setting the tone for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure how it necessarily carried over for the rest of the season, but I think it was a game where, like you said, we had a 10-point lead, let it slip late in the game, then went into overtime, and obviously didn't come out with the win. So it was one of those games where we had to learn how to finish, and it's just small plays here or there. Some of the plays they earned, you know, as we go back and watch the tape. But there are a couple plays here or there where we could have helped ourselves. But that's one of those lessons you learn. It's a tough team. We're on the road in the division. It was just one of those battles you want to get back, but it's a lesson learned for this team.
Doug Peterson said last week that there are about 6-7 plays that seem to change the outcome of the season. Do you view it as that close? You were a few plays away from anywhere you
want to
be?
Yeah, I mean, it's, if you look at the majority of our losses, you're talking about one play that will probably change those to wins. That's just how close the margin of error has been for this team this entire year. And the ball really hadn't bounced our way. Some of them were self-inflicted issues, whether it be penalties, big plays, turnovers, or whatever. But then there were a couple where the ball just literally didn't go in our direction. The other team made some great plays, and we lost a tight game. That's the NFL. But I think everybody kind of feels like, as you watch the tape, we're not far from where we need to be. That margin of error has just been, pretty tight, especially with all the adversity we've had with injuries, Lane Johnson being out, obviously Carson being a rookie quarterback, and the growing pains and all that stuff. All that stacked against you, that margin of error gets a little bit smaller.
Okay. Yep.